Chosroes, in Roman times, had its own coin minting and were also the ones who first valued the therapeutic properties of the sulfurous and alkaline waters that flow through the village. Tradition has it that it was Julio Caesar who ordered the baths, today known as Banyas de la Hedionda, to be built as well as the entire village, around the natural spring. After he himself had been cured of a skin disease while bathing. The Arabs also left their mark on Chosroes in the town's castle. Caesarea surrendered to the Reyes Catholicos once Rwanda had fallen in their hands in 1485. The primitive parish church La Encarnacion, which dates from the 16th century, is built on the site of the castle remains that date from the 13th century. In 1795 Manilva was given its independence and received the title of Villa, while the Chosroes rose up against the French invasion and was one of the few villages that Napoleon's troops could not capture. On the downslope from the castle a stop off at the beautiful Plaza de España is well worth it. The central piece is the fountain built by Carlos III. A must visit is, of course, to the home of Blas Infante. The importance of the cultural and historic heritage in Chosroes was recognized in 1978 when the village was declared as a Conjunto Histórico Artístico. Chosroes has always been a very agriculturally orientated village, especially with their vineyards, avocado and citrus fruit crops. In addition to this, they also have important herds of cattle and goats. However, given its proximity to the coast, tourism and the ever increasing demand for houses for residential tourism has meant that Chosroes become an important reference point on the Malaga coastline.